If you or someone you know has been diagnosed with cancer, you will want to hear this interview. Today, we're chatting with Margaret Coggins Mills. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, could you just tell us a little bit about your cancer journey and what you're doing through that?
Of course, I'd love to. Thank you. I was 33 years old when I was diagnosed with cancer, and it devastated my life. I watched cancer steal from my body, but also from the lives of my children and my family. It turned my world upside down, and there really isn't any words to describe the loneliness and fear that cancer brought into my life. And I remember feeling like I was alone in a dark pit and praying for a light or anything to give me hope when my friend came over and she said the verse to me, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Mm. And she described that that word, lamp in Hebrew, means a light that just barely shows your next step. And she encouraged me to read my Bible. And so I did. And I also meditated on the word. I found that when I kept the word of God in front of me as much as possible, I wasn't so overwhelmed by all the fear and chemo treatments and radiation and surgeries and all the stuff that was just circling my life at that time. I felt like the guilt and the weight of cancer just came off of me, and a peace that I still cannot explain. But inside of the word of God and the Bible, I found hope, so much hope. And so with this ministry that I've started, it's called Scripture from the Chemo Chair, we're hoping to share that same hope with other cancer patients. Inside the Bible is the promises of God, and it's inside those promises that we find hope. Lots of different types of hope. Hope for restoration after physical and emotional losses, hope for salvation after a terminal diagnosis, and hope for redemption.
Oh, absolutely.
Our goal from this ministry is to share hope, all wrapped up in a gift.
You actually have a Bible gift package to give to people, but do you partner with a local church to get some help with this?
Yes. Our church, my church, Work With Christian Fellowship, has been supporting the ministry since the foundation of it, and also a church named Campbellford Free Methodist Church has given us a generous donation too, as well as the Christian bookstore Searchlight in Coburg has been helping me find the perfect Bibles to put in the packages.
What's in those packages?
Inside the packages is a Bible, and it is inside the Bible is a bookmark that acts as a map for anyone new to reading the Bible, along with a little bit of encouragement on each one of the bookmarks as well. As well as there's a notebook and some pens and highlighters just to help you along with your journey and encourage you.
And so people, if they have cancer or they know someone who's going through cancer and chemo and all that stuff, where can they go to get more information? Because I know right now you are just touching hundreds of thousands of people who are listening. Do you have a website?
I do. It's www.chemochairscripture.com.
That's www.chemochairscripture.com. Margaret, I just want to let you know how much of a blessing that you are and that you will continue to be because you are being the light of God.
Thank you so much. I wish I could take the glory, but it really wasn't me at all.
How are your children managing and coping with all of this that's going on?
I see my children are my heroes, but they are, you know, they've really bucked up and they've impressed me every step of the way. And in our church family, we found so much support and love, and they really found a lot of extension of, the church grandparents and church aunts and uncles. And because of the unitedness of the people around me, my church and my family, my children have done really well. They've really, really stepped up to the plate, and, they've come along on this journey very gracefully, and I'm very proud of them.
And they are proud of you for being an example. Margaret, I just want to thank you for joining us today and giving us a peek into your cancer journey and what you are doing for other cancer patients across Canada. So if you or someone you know has cancer and needs some comfort and encouragement, I encourage you to visit chemochairscripture.com. Margaret Coggins Mills will be keeping you in prayer, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.